Muchas gracias.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and we thank the distinguished members of the subcommittee and welcome this meeting and the summary of the work globally and in regions. The work overall is of great relevance to my country and for historical reasons, and also looking to the future, that is the case. I should emphasize that we are particularly happy to see general comment number one. We hope it's the first of many, and we would like to tell you that on 6 December 2024, we organized a national workshop on general comment one, focused on the broad notion of deprivation of liberty. Institutionally, the focus of the exercise was a meeting with all of the law enforcement forces. We had the army, the various branches of the police service as well, and that was a place where they could share experience and better understand what we mean when we talk about deprivation of liberty, which historically meant prisons and police stations. But we also pointed to the fact that it can be hospitals, it can be shelters, hotels, and this shift in the concept was among the stakeholders. So the forces normally involved in deprivation of liberty was very useful. And we also are seeking to implement this practice nationally. This as observers and panelists, we've also had support from the SPT, and there has been work with Costa Rica and Chilean national prevention mechanisms. This was very enriching, so I wanted to share that. I also want to reiterate our support to the work of the SPT and thank it once again for everything that it does. Thank you.